Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. The psalm this week is Psalm 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness. I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord, proclaiming thanksgiving aloud and telling all your wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not sweep my soul away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are evil devices, and whose right hands are full of bribes. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on level ground. In that great assembly, I will bless the Lord. It is part of our human nature to place a large amount of value on what others think of us, to be very concerned with how others see us. We want to be seen in the best light possible so that we are treated fairly and justly and kindly by others. If we are seen doing the wrong types of things, saying unkind words, treating others with malice, or hanging out with the shady types of people, we would expect to gain a less than glowing reputation among our acquaintances. We might even expect to be hated and ridiculed for our bad behaviors. But how would we feel if we'd done nothing wrong, yet our enemies still taunted us and came after us? Well, like David in the psalm today, I'm pretty sure we too would want to be vindicated, want the record set straight on our uprightness and honesty. We might also list all the ways in which we have been faithful, honest, trustworthy, and innocent of any wrongdoing. But more importantly, in David's prayer in this psalm, it really isn't about just David or about the world and the evil within. It's about God and his covenant with David. It's about God's steadfast love, God's grace, and God's glory for David's benefit and for ours also. We know a little about David, don't we? The trouble he's been in because of his own reckless and despicable sins of pride, adultery, and murder. The unbearable shame, grief, and sorrow over his guilt, the despair and agony he has faced when his enemies have pursued him relentlessly, the worry and anger from being falsely accused, and worst of all, the trembling and fear that God has forsaken him. Too often we find ourselves in the same predicaments and states of fear and anguish. Too often we too are frightened, ashamed, lost, and desperate. Yet through all of that, God has not forsaken David, and David knows that. David is confident in God's steadfast love, and because of that, is able to turn away from focusing on the world and the evils which lurk therein. What may sound like boasting in himself, David actually is simply being quite bold and confident in the faith which has been given to him by God. So David does a great job of brushing aside any attributes of the world like success, money, prestige, or status. Instead, David proclaims his trust is in the Lord. He asks the Lord to test his heart and mind. It is not the love of the world which David seeks after, but the steadfast love of the Lord which is always before his eyes. Even in the midst of strife, David will joyfully, as in verse 7, go around your altar, O Lord, proclaiming thanksgiving aloud and telling all your wondrous deeds. In the midst of strife, David, through faith, finds true joy where he knows it can be found, in the Lord and in the habitation of his house, the sanctuary. He revels in proclaiming all of the good things that God has done. And like David, God has not forsaken us either. He's always with us, hears us when we cry out, and works in us his glory, especially when we are in the Lord's house. At times, Christians believe that we go to church simply to fulfill our duty, to give something to God, to seek happiness because of something we've done. But in fact, it is God who comes to us in His Word and in the sacraments. It is the place where God's glory dwells, a powerful place of love and forgiveness, given for you. David was not a perfect person. Like all of us, he was born sinful. When he cried out to the Lord to vindicate him, it was only in faith, only because of faith. Every ounce of integrity credited to David came from God, our Lord, because of his unending mercy and grace and his gift of faith. Let's face it, if any one of us Christians had to stand before God on Judgment Day, relying on our own character, our own righteousness, our own good deeds, certainly we would all perish into everlasting death. It cannot be done. But thanks be to God, through the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, every believer gets to lay claim to the righteousness of God for salvation. We get to walk in our own glorious light of love and integrity because of Christ. Because we each are a child of God, we too can turn our focus away from the ways of the world and toward the cross. The cross where our Savior suffered and died in our place because of our sins. Because we are a child of God, we can worship Him and give Him thanks because of His victory over death and the devil and the world. We have been vindicated for eternity. The wicked have been overthrown and our enemies swept away. Because Christ now rules in our hearts and minds, the evils of the world cannot snatch us from God's hand. Is that not a gift worthy of all of our praise? Don't you want to share that good news with your loved ones and neighbors? As the author of the book of Hebrews writes in chapter 13, verses 15 and 16, "Through Him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge His name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." Godly living is a fruit of our faith, a visible witness to others of the love, mercy, and grace of God our Father. God's forgiveness and mercy leads us to confess Him with our lips as our Lord and Savior, and also to praise and give Him thanks. David loved the Lord our God with all his heart and called upon Him for help, for forgiveness, in thanksgiving and in praise. David loved being in the house of the Lord for worship when he could be in the awesome presence of God and His glory. By faith, David was also confident in sharing the works of the Lord boldly with others. Let us today, friends, take a cue from David. Let this psalm, this prayer, be our prayer today as well, that the Lord will look mercifully upon us with His grace and bless us with His steadfast love. We pray, dear Lord, in Your mercy, forgive us all of our sins. Protect us from the evils of the world, from Satan and all his minions, that we might continually find comfort and joy in Your word, in Your grace, and in Your steadfast love. Be with us as we serve You joyfully. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.